for despite being able to bring a couple guys in if maybe someone fouls out?
Yeah, I mean, that could affect it, especially with a very physical, athletic, handover team. I'm interested to see. I mean, D-West has a tradition there. It's just been a while for the boys' side to have success. I mean, back when, and it's been years ago, when David Johnson was coaching the Donovan West, they made it to state a couple of years, I believe. But the girls, on the girls' side, I mean, they won a state title here a year or two ago. So that winning tradition that you need in the community is there. So it'll be interesting to see, as you say, I haven't seen them yet. You said you have. You think they're on the upswing, how they can compete against somebody like a Hanover that has a deep, rich winning tradition.
And they do. This Hanover team has an incredible winning tradition. They have seven total titles. They won in 98, 99, 09, 2010, 2015, 2017, and most recently in 2021. Last season, this team finished 17-6. Corey Jensen is their head coach in his fifth season. In his tenure, he's 87-15. Just an absolutely incredible record by a head coach. And really, he has not seen many losses unless it comes in tournament play or playoff play. Well, guess what? We're in the tournament. And, you know, any night is a given night. But his team has been great. They're number six on the season for a reason. They have played Frankfort well. They beat Quincher. They beat Lynn. They beat Blue Valley. They beat Washington County. Their first three losses came at the beginning of the year to Dyer Central, Nemaw Central 64-32, and to Concordia 79-73. So, you know, they started this season off playing tough opponents, and they battled well.
Yeah, I mean, you get your respect, even though they have three losses. I mean, coaches know, especially in Division Class 1A, Division 2, they might have three losses, but they're still one of the best teams in that classification, and they've proven it year after year. So, I mean, they have that respect there for them. But like you said, like the other games we've seen with Axel, the girls, and Centralia, I mean, you got a team here, maybe it's up and coming, maybe it can do some things to get this Hanover team to make it a game. And you called it early that this could be a closer game than what people maybe give them credit for.
Well, we've seen some crazy games tonight, so let's end it on a high note, shouldn't
we? Yeah.
Nice.
Well, we've seen some great games. I mean, they've been very high-level games for this level of classification. I've said it multiple times. If you want to come out and watch high-level basketball at these lower classifications, you need to get to the TVL. Go watch. Go watch the environment there, the way these teams compete. I don't care if you're the top team in that league or one of the middle teams in that league. You're competing day in and day out. I mean, and you have to. You have to every day. There's no off day.
Well, we'll be back in 2 minutes, or 92.1 KMZA, for the starting lineup. Here at the Northwest Mustangs taking on the Hanover Wildcats. In just a little bit.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to the MSC Sports Radio Network on our final game tonight. It's a boys matchup. It's the unranked D-West Mustangs Class 2A against the sixth-ranked Class 1A Division 2 Hanover Wildcats. This TBL tournament has been brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, Medina State Bank, and the Bank of Highland Mega Pharmacy right up there in the street. Stop in for the best cherry marmalades around. For the Mustang starters, Eberle, Colter Peterson, Kelby Peterson, Kelby Wittenmeyer, and Hudson Penny. And for the Hanover Wildcats, Braylon Mine, Cooper Bruna, Cameron Judeman, Garrett Martin, and Hunter Kikafer. And now they step out to the court here for the Hanover Wildcats. This is the 6'4" senior in Garrett Martin off the right of your dial. And to your left, it's number 10, the 6'1" senior, Kelby Wittenmeyer, who had 5 points against Onega on Saturday. And the whistle blown. We got four quarters here to go. 32 minutes all together. And the Mustangs will start off with the ball. And the early possession. Colter Peterson, given going behind him. That's Cooper Eberle. A screen is set for Eberle. He had 3 threes, all hit in the first half against Onega on Saturday. Spinning around, driving around, kicking it out, and a three from Peterson is missed, but a second chance opportunity from the inside. And now another three by Eberle. The first rebound was by Peterson, and the one was by Cameron Kuderman by the Wildcats. Going up.
Oh.
Fine. And they're going to call him on a charge. That's going to be the first turnover of the game. It's by the Wildcats. And the crowd erupts. Again, I talked about this game. I think this is a Dawson West team that can come in and make a little bit of noise.
They're playing with a lot of energy right from the get-go here. This could be exciting.
Here. It's Colter Peterson. Out to Penny, and Penny takes the dimes, and an easy reach.
But just like those other games, it comes down to, if you're going to compete against somebody that's a little bit better than you, you can't turn the ball over.
You cannot turn the ball over, but a quick response by Colter Peterson. So Peterson turns the ball over, and what does he do? He gets the ball back, he drives down, he ties the game, 2-2. What's it, off to the left side now? It's the Wildcats ball on the baseline. Is Martin over the top, taken away, Wittenmeyer for the board. Peterson down the court, the drive inside, the right-hand dribble. Crossing behind, passing back to Wittenmeyer. Screen set up to the top, now the far side corner. It's Peterson. Peterson on the baseline, cut up to the top. Eberle, three, and he sinks it! Cooper Eberle had 3 threes in that first half against Onega on Saturday. And here we have our first lead change as the Mustangs take a hold, 5-3, 5-2. Braylon Mine with it at the top of the post. Driving inside, going through contact, nearly tipping it up. Rebound by Judeman before he is fouled, and it'll go up and shoot two up at the free throw line. And that's what the Mustangs did really well on Saturday. They hit the three-point shot. They hit 6 threes on Saturday.
And they'll probably need that today.
And they're going to have to definitely look to try to hit that same sort of mark. They hit 6 threes against Onega, and they also went 11 of 20 from the free throw line.
That's one thing, just looking at the roster. I mean, D-West doesn't have a lot of size. I mean, his tallest kid's 6'1".
Cameron Judeman misses both free throw shots for the Wildcats, and the board will be by Hudson Penny. Three-point shot by Cooper Eberle, and he's on fire! And what did I say? The Mustangs are a hot and deadly team if they can get shooting. And here they are, firing away! And then look here, Peterson down the court! And he is fouled, and just like that, from 2-0, 8 straight points, Mustangs are up by 6. But again, this Mustangs team, it's depth issues. It's about going the 4 quarters. They come out hot. They just got to stay that way. Bruna, rebound underneath, and a foul followed through by the Mustangs. But we know how good this Wildcats team is. We know Braylon Mine is a near double-digit scorer in all of his games. Garrett Martin is the same way. It's going to be a tough task here to hold these Wildcats down.
Well, I mean, they match up well together. It's not like, you know, Centralia had a couple 6'4 kids. Hanover doesn't have a lot of height themselves, so it could be an interesting matchup.
Kick Hafer crossing his legs up top. Spinning around is Martin, and Martin goes in for two as he dribbles it in. 8-4 now. Still a 4-point lead by the Mustangs. On the far side, Dustin Beach comes into the game. Beach, he had 2 threes on Saturday. And now the Mustangs will turn it right back over. They have 2 turnovers. The Wildcats, they have 1. Wildcats down by just 4, 8-4, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Braylon Mai inside. Kick Afer spinning around. And Martin. And Martin draws the and one. Now just a 2-point game. So here, the Mustangs score 8 straight. No response. No Wildcats. That's
yeah, I mean,
they
kind of have strategy. Okay, let's take it into our big kid. And it'll be interesting to see how D. West kind of adjusts to that, because do they double down on him or go one-on-one? Because, again, D. West doesn't have a lot of height.
And Garrett Martin misses the free throw shot. The Wildcats are now 0-3 from the free throw line. And now another 3-point shot by Hudson Penny. Shaking in the dimes. The Mustangs have hit 3 threes in this quarter. And now a quick response by Kick Gaffer. Couldn't go in. And Peterson makes the rebound. And now it's Coulter Peterson with it. Driving. Inside passing. Turning the ball over. Back within the Wildcats' reach. Down by 5, 11-6. 4:11 to go. Braylon Mine turning and shooting and going in for 2. Now way down, back by 3. But the Mustangs, they have sunk 3 threes in this quarter already. Now they are trying to fight inside. Ooh. And a travel will be called against Kelby Peterson.
That's a tough call, because, man, that kid had to hold the ball. It's hard to travel when the person that's defending you grabbing the ball from you.
Jonathan West, Mustangs. Now with the ball, here is the Wildcats going in for 2. Down the court. Ball on the ground. Also, number 10 is Michael Albers. I accidentally been saying the wrong number for him. Number 10, Michael Albers. Number 4, being Kelby Peterson. Kelby Wittenmeyer, excuse me. Far side, 3-point shot. Once again, taken by Cooper Everly. Missed. And rebound gets picked up by Braylon Mine. So it is Kelby Wittenmeyer, who has 2 rebounds on the stand.
Oh!
The charge is going off by the Wildcats. So when they had a chance to take the lead on the down low, they get called for the charge.
Yeah, got called charge. I'm in good position here.
2 charges have been called against the
Wildcats.
That has been.
Well, they're trying to be aggressive and attack the basket, but kudos to D. West for getting in position.
3-point shot! Just missing Dustin Beach. He did not
say, these guys got the green light from the 3-point line, don't they?
They do. They have the green light from their coach here. Mustangs still up by 1, 11-10. With it is Mine. On the baseline is Martin. Spinning around, kicks it out to Bruna. Up to the top to Cooper Bruna. Back to Mine. Mime kicks out to Cooper. Cooper tries to hit the 3. Quick rebound on the baseline by Kelby Wittenmeyer. Wittenmeyer using that track-like speed to track the ball down like a hawk. 1-point game here. 11-10. Ball
good
on the ground.
Oh, what a dive after it.
Might be a steal, and it will be. Good turnover by the Wildcats. And stolen right back down the court here. Cooper Everly kicks it out to Dustin Beach. He tilts his head up. Now passes inside. A little bit of a missed pass there. Mustangs now with 5 turnovers on the game. He was looking to Hudson Penny. Braylon Mine takes a 3, and he sinks it for the first 3 of the game for the Wildcats as they take the lead for the second lead change of the game. They're up by 2, 13-11. Wildcats say, you want a 3-point contest? We'll give you one. They take the lead with 1. 1:48 to go in the first. A foul. It's called against the Wildcats, against Dustin Beach. Mike Laubers, who had 8 points against Onega. Kelby Peterson, who had 11 points against Onega. Coulter Peterson, he finished with 15. This Stanford West team made a lot of great scores in that game. As John Dustin Beach is up on the line. He had 8 points against Onega with 2 threes. And he makes his first free throw shot. Right now, the Wildcats, they're actually on the double bonus. They've gotten a lot of fouls here in this first quarter, with already two against one of their best players, and Braylon Mine. Dustin Beach hits his first free throw shot. If he hits the second, he'll tie the game at 13-all. Second free throw shot goes up, and it goes out. So Beach goes 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Far side here. Three-pointer by Kickafer gets missed, but a second chance on the baseline by none other than Brent Beichmann, who comes into the game. The 6-foot senior off the bench comes in and gets a chance up at the line to extend this to a 4-point game. 1:36 to go in the opening quarter. Free throw shot is missed. The Wildcats are now 0 of 4 from the free throw line. Drive inside, losing the ball. Great pass! But unfortunately, Wittmeyer could not go in with it. Bruna picks up the rebound. What an incredible backdoor pass on the baseline from Coulter Pearson to Wittmeyer. A three, boxing out, down low, great box out, and picked up by Hudson Penny. Down the court, he goes to Beach. The ball is deflected and denied by Tanner Bruna. It will stay a Mustang ball, though, after the block from Tanner Bruna.
Well, definitely the energy level's up. Really and feel that. These kids are diving after the ball or sprinting up and down the floor. Both sides are pushing it.
Well, since being up 8-2, the Mustangs have now been outscored 13-4. But Kelby Peterson goes in for his two first points of the game. 3-point shot here off the backboard. Rebounded by Beach. Only down by one down is the Mustangs. Eberle nearly losing the ball. Ooh. Fighting for it. Jump ball. The ball will stay. It will change. That will be the sixth turnover of the quarter for the Mustangs. So the big thing here is that the Mustangs are only down by one, 15-14, but they have six turnovers in this first quarter. Wildcats, only three turnovers. Two of those turnovers have been from charges. And now a foul against the Mustangs. Wildcats will now go up to the free throw line and shoot two with 37.3 seconds left to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, I kind of surprised a little bit that Hanover went away from their big kid. He might be sitting over here on the bench now.
Free throw shot is up and out, and the Wildcats, well, they have not been too friendly with the free throw line as they are 0 of 5 from the charity line. And now they go 0 of 6, but they make the rebound by Judiman. Now a 3-point shot, long but out by Kickafer, and the rebound gets picked up by Hudson Penny. Wildcats 0 of 6 from the line. Hudson Penny with the ball, left-hand dribble, crossing up, one-on-one against Jack Bruna, the freshman. Gets handed right back to him from Eberle, and now Veach loses the ball on the ground, and a foul is going to get called against, I believe, Brent Beichmann.
We'll put it right to the free throw line.
And it will be. And that will put Dustin Beach up to the free throw line last time. One of two. He has a chance to either tie or take the lead here. First shot is up. First shot is good. We got a tied ball game with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 15-15. Beach is 2 of 3 today. Next shot floats up, and it rattles right on through. The Mustangs take the lead for the third lead change of this quarter, 16-15. Baseline drive from Judiman. Passes it to Tanner Bruna. Ball's getting fought for, and that will end the first quarter, 16-15. The Mustangs lead. They hit three threes in that quarter. Wildcats hit one and went 0 for 6 from the free throw line. We're back in 60 seconds. 92.1 KMZA.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, right now it's the Nautilus Mustangs who have the possession and the lead, 16-15. In that first quarter, they nailed 3 3-pointers, one from Penny, 2 from Cooper Eberle. The Wildcats, they went 0-6 at the free throw line. Hudson Penny kicks it out. 3-point shot up and in to start this quarter from Coulter Peterson. Incredible! This Mustangs team is on fire from the three. But can they stay hot? That will be the question that we'll ask once it comes down to the fourth quarter. As three to respond, and Tanner Bruna steps up to the challenge and hits one himself. Dick Cat with 2 threes on this game. Back to a 19-18 game. On the baseline, it gets kicked right back out. Now a mid-range two from Coulter Peterson just inside the lane. Now the Mustangs are up by 3, 21-18. Now another 3-point shot by Tanner Bruna. This time he does not find the basket. He finds the back of the wall. Mustangs up by 3, 21-18. We've seen three lead changes so far in this game. Mustangs own the last. Dustin Veach driving on the baseline. He's getting fouled. They're going to say a foul. And Brent Pikeman is trying to argue a jump ball. I don't think so.
You're reaching in there. I mean, he got a lot of the ball, but he got his arm too. That's just being honest. It's a good call by the ref.
6:49 to go in the second quarter. Pass out the near side to Dustin Veach. Veach. Out to Penny. To Eberle on the far corner and a foul.
Yeah, the refs are trying to clean it up just a little bit. I mean, Hanover's wanting to try to get underneath Donovan West's skin just a little bit, so they've upped the intensity just a little bit. And the refs say, well, you can up the intensity, but just can't get physical.
Already a minute and 18 seconds into the second quarter. Two fouls have been committed by the Wildcats. Juniman just picked up his first.
You're right about this D-Ret West team. I've been pleasantly surprised up to this point, man. They know their roles, and they got some kids that can hit the outside shot.
Once I talked to head coach Jarek Shelton about his team, and he kind of told me about it, as well as just what I've seen on the record-wise, I knew this is a team that could secretly make some noise, and Dustin Veach trying the three, but it gets rebounded by Coulter Peterson, and second-chance opportunities has helped this team. Hudson Penny drives in deep. He'll say, I'll take another one, and that one rattles off the rim. That time rebounded by Cooper Bruna. Bruna down the court. Near to Juniman. Now kick to the right to Bruna. Inside, Martin losing the ball. Trapped within four defenders. Kicks it out, and now a three that runs right on in by Brant Weichmann. A three to tie it at 21 all. At 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Dustin Veach with it. Inside. Penny. Penny going to the baseline. A nice drive. And it goes right on in for Kelby Peterson for the Mustangs. So hold on to the lead. 23-21. Up at the top. The drive in by Judeman. Kicking it out. Three pointer. In and out from Weichmann. Rebound by Veach. down the court. What a one. Everly moves, but he could not go in. It will stay Mustangs ball. That was what you'd call a million-dollar move and a 10-cent finish.
Euro step. We haven't seen that all day. Yeah, these D-West kids, they play hard.
Hudson Penny. And a charge. They're going to call that against Colter Peterson.
When you said they don't go very deep, so they got to kind of watch their foul trouble here a little bit.
They play about primarily seven players on their team, but they mostly try to stay to the same six. Everly, Peterson, Windmeyer, Albers, Penny, and Beach. If they go any further, you might see Hayden Paulino being the first one up. Driving in, kicking out. Three-point shot in and splashed by Tanner Bruna. He's made two threes in this quarter, and now the Wildcats have taken the lead. They say you want a three-point contest? Let's take it to the three-point contest. The Wildcats have hit three threes in this quarter. Mustangs hit three threes in the first, and now a turnover. Mustangs, eight turnovers on the game. A drive in, right-hand left.
Oh,
block,
we made it.
And one. Now the lead is of three, as number three, Cooper Bruna, will go up and shoot an and one from the free throw line. But the Wildcats have yet to hit a free throw shot. They are 0 of 6.
Well, maybe you'll jinx them the other way. Maybe we'll make this one.
You might make them. Sometimes you got to give a positive jinx.
There you go.
Or negative
well, reverse,
jinx if you're a
yeah, reverse psychology or something.
61-23, 4:32 to go in the second quarter. And the free throw shot is finally
there
made.
You did it for
oh,
you,
right there.
You knocked the bubble off of it.
Now a four-point lead here for the Wildcats. 27-23. Mustangs have not been able to hit that three-point shot like they have been. Last one they hit was at the beginning of this quarter. They throw inside and trap is Peterson. It's going to be a foul on the ground. Right
both
now,
these teams do an excellent job when they teams get the ball into the interior. They double down, and they got that guard sitting there right there trying to grab the ball. If you bring it down to your hip or lower, there's somebody else going to grab it from you.
Hudson Penny looking left, goes over the top, finds Colter Peterson. Colter Peterson stepping with his right foot forward. His screen is set. He goes off the right of it on the right lane, passes back to Albers. Now to Everly on the far wing. Comes up to the top of the arc. Now up to the right side to Penny on the far corner. Screen is set. He drives baseline. He goes to Peterson, and Peterson will have the ball knocked out of bounds. That looks like Braylon Mine might have been the last one to touch right there. 14 seconds on the play clock with this throw-in, so Mustangs will have to pay attention to that. 4 minutes on the main clock for the first half. Ball gets thrown in. Reverse! And it goes in from Kelby Windmeyer. A two-point game, 27-25, 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Braylon Mine passing to his left to Bruna. Bruna to his right. Into the game, Jack Bruna, the freshman, and Garrett Martin goes in for two for his first points here in the second quarter. He's got six now on the game. Down the court, Colter Peterson. Behind the back, give and go to Cooper Everly. A screen is set for him as he dribbles left and hands out to Penny. Colter Peterson, screen set by Albers. Peterson nearly losing the ball, keeping it low. Out to Everly now. Another screen by Albers. Everly keeping it behind his back. He's stuck on the pivot foot. He needs someone. He goes to Albers. Back to Everly, and they're going to say he was the last one to touch. He's up all the way out of bounds. And the Mustangs just did not get a shot up right there. They really just they extended a long play at times.
Again, the defensive energy of Hanover, like getting up real tight on those ball handlers, making them very difficult.
We're back in 60 seconds here on 19.1 KMZA. It's 0-9 left to go in the first half, 29-25. The Wildcats have taken the lead.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the Wildcats have taken on over 29-25 with 3:09 left to go in this second quarter. 11 fouls from Hudson Penny. Excuse me, 3 fouls from Hudson Penny. If you had 11 fouls, you'd probably be already fouled out about 2 times. But no, he only has 3 on the game. He goes to the bench. And now a foul by the Wildcats. Hudson Penny on the throw-in. He's still in the game. Culture Peterson down the court now. Number 3, the 5'11 junior. Far side pass to the wing. Drive inside. A nice shot from the top of the post, but does not go in from Peterson. It gets picked up as a rebound by Jack Bruno. Down the court to Santa Bruno. Santa Bruno has got 2 threes in this second quarter alone, as well as he's got a rebound on the game. Drive to the baseline by Bruno. Bruno has to kick it out. Tanner Bruno takes another 3. It's off the rim, and Colby Windmeyer makes the rebound. Dustin Veach does not hesitate to fire the trigger, but it's off the top of the rim, and Martin makes the rebound. And the Mustangs are definitely going by the motto, live by the 3, die by the 3. They have yet to hit one since the beginning of this quarter, but they have tried about 4 or 5 since.
Yeah, but if that's your strength, I mean, keep firing away. Just make sure you make them good 3-point shots.
Foul was by Culture Peterson. He's got 2 fouls on in the game. Again, Mustangs cannot get in foul trouble or risk it. They just don't really have the depth of players like the Wildcats do. Screens up to the wing. Now on the quarter. Keeping it high. A pass inside to Garrett Martin. Last time he went up with it. This time he kicks it out. Now a 3-point shot off the back of the rim. Martin picks it up. And this time he does not go in.
Oh.
It bounces off the head of a Mustang. And down the court goes Peterson. And on the 1-and-1, it gets, well, he tries to go up with it. And Michael Albers has it. And he gets fouled on the alley. So unintentional. Oh, no, wait. They're going to say actually Kelby Windmeyer was fouled originally. So, wild, chaotic amount of events, and now the referees are going to have to discuss. The referee is pointing at Michael Albers. I think he's saying, no, he should be the one, and they will change it. I believe that Albers made like what looks like kind of like an alley-oop. And
I wasn't sure where to call it. There's so much action going on there so quick.
So now Michael Albers will go up and shoot 2. He has not had a chance to get any points yet tonight. And he misses it first. And free throw shots are huge right now for the Mustangs because, well, next foul, Wildcats commit is double bonus. And they're only down by 4. Albers, next free throw shot, misses. The rebound gets picked up by Braylon Mine. So Mustangs now 3 of 6 from the free throw line, 1:22 to go in the second quarter. Mine picks up the ball from the corner. Cooper Bruna, now pass back to Mine on the far side wing. Mustangs with the dark blue tops and bottoms with the orange lining. Wildcats with the white tops and white bottoms. They're going to get this one. They're going to say it was an and-one. Incredible for Braylon Mine.
Yeah, 2 different philosophies. Henry's trying to attack the basket, get it inside, whether it's dribble drive or getting into their 2 posts. D. West's strategy up to this point, for the most part, is getting around the perimeter, dribble drive, kick out to a 3-point shot.
Mine hits the and one. And now 2 straight free throws have been made.
But anytime Hanover does get it in the middle, I mean, D. West is right there with the double down.
32-25, 7-point lead now for the Wildcats, their largest lead of this game. Mustangs, again, have not had a 3-point shot since the opening minute and a half of this quarter. They have missed every 3-pointer since, about 5 or 6. Eberle trying to break that streak, and he does! Big time three from the 6'1" senior. He cans it to draw within 4, 32-28. Jack Bruna, the bikeman, who cuts it outside, and a three-point shot right back from the Wildcat. And as I said before, the Hanover Wildcats have said, you want a three-point contest? We'll give you a three-point contest. Dustin B tries to hit one. That one goes far right. Bikeman picks up the rebound. Cooper Bruna drives inside. Back out. Pump fake the three. Bruna drives in. Now a three-point from Bikeman. Off the rim. Dustin Beach makes the rebound. Still way down by seven.
If I want to get the last shot here of the half.
Take a reasonable shot. Don't take one that is in bad position. Eberle loading it up. Couldn't get it to go in. Ball still loose on the ground. Bikeman throws it up, and that will end the half as Bikeman gets the rebound right there. It is 35-28. The number 6 ranked Demon Class 1A Division 2 Hanover Wildcats are only up by 7. We're back in 5 minutes, 92.1 KMZ. Don't go nowhere because we got 2 quarters and 16 minutes altogether left of this game. But also, our halftime show is up next in 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove Mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called Mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were alright. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when Daddy hang up, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and loving, jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the bin. Well, it was bound to happen one night it did. Papa came home and it was just a skit. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, but she was doing fine. I heard him cry for Mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Oh, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never had the brakes and he was shifting gears. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and brother, jealous guy. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen.
you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and seven convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care, inspired by you.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Wildcat fan, you should be happy that Hanover is up 35-28. And if you're a K-State Wildcat fan, you should be happy that Will Howard, who's up at Ohio State, is lighting up the field, up 28-7 against...
I was about to say, are you talking about the game on Saturday? Wasn't too much to share about if you were a K-State Wildcat fan against KU.
Yeah, that might be the matchup that you're not too excited for. But here are these Hanover Wildcats. I'm sure they're pretty excited. They're up by 7, 35-28, 3:18 to go until we can start here at the second half. We got two quarters left to go, 16 minutes all together. Let's talk about up to this point. The Mustangs are up 16-15 and exiting out of the first quarter. They're down 35-28 coming into the second half. They were outscored 20-12 in the second quarter. Talking about some stats here, Mustangs went 3-6 in the free throw line. Wildcats went 2-8. Both teams hit 5 3-point shots, by the way. The Mustangs, they hit 3 in that first quarter. And the Wildcats, they only hit 1 in that first quarter. But the Wildcats, they hit 4 in the second. The Mustangs, they only hit 2 in the second. Both teams roughly about 11 to 12 rebounds. The Mustangs, well, 9 turnovers. And the Wildcats only with 3. So, a lot of stuff to talk about here. Cooper Eberle, 9 points on this game. Colton Peterson, right behind him with 7 points. Eberle, who has hit 3 3-point shots. But the Wildcats, they have been very quick to respond. Not only are they doing good inside, but when momentum feels like it goes their way, they can also get up there and shoot a good 3-point shot and be open. And Tanner Bruna, he's got 6 of those points off 3-point shots. And Braylon Mott, he's got 10 points right now, and he's also got 3.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you hit the key point there probably in this game. Every time that D-West would seem to be getting a little bit of momentum and making a big shot, it was like, boom, Hanover goes right down and just takes it right back away from him. But, yeah, there's not too much difference between these two this first half. The kid from Hanover got in foul trouble right there and had to sit down, the mean kid. other than that, I've been pretty impressed with the level of play. D-West, obviously, strategy, when they do make that entry pass into the interior, they double down to try to get him to kick back out. But Hanover had a kid that hit, 2 3-pointers from the top of the key, number 14 there for Hanover, that Bruna kid. I mean, at key points to get him back the momentum.
We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA. Again, this was our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, park online at highlandcc.edu. When we come back, get ready for the second half as the Wildcats are up 35-28 against the Mustangs.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankman Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankman for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankman Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This PBL tournament has been brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprises, People, Products, and Knowledge, Community Healthcare System, Merging the Health and Lives, people that we serve, Farmer State Bank, Modern Banking, Timeless Values, and Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts store in Frankfort. Blue Valley Technologies and Home, keeping you connected. And Cook & Company in Seneca, American-made custom cabinets and doors. And now let's open the door to the second half as we got two quarters, 60 minutes altogether. Let's get things rocking and rolling here on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Craig Prophet, Dan Shoup, MJ back in studio.
And this is a big key point right here is that D-West has got to get a stop right from the get-go. We'll see what they do on the offensive end as soon as they get possession of it.
Cooper Verna out to the near side to Juniman. To Mine, up top, swung to Tanner Bruna. He had 2 threes in that first half, and actually just in the second quarter alone he did. Big time shots from him, and try to keep that momentum down for the Mustangs. Juniman on the outside, drives inside, kicks out. And Bruna goes in for two and starts the scoring here. Tanner Bruna, the 6 foot junior. Second team all league player who averaged 10 points a game last season comes up with the layup. Cooper Epperly open for three, decides not to take it though. This time he likes not to take another shot, says gets it out, now kicks back. Hudson Penny, he doesn't hesitate to fire the 3 point shot, and it will be rebounded by Michael Albers. Albers drives inside, and now it is rebounded here by Wildcat. On the court now. Mustangs back with it after the rebound from Peterson. Down by 9 now. Mustangs can't let themselves get out of reach of this game. Driving inside, that's a good way to keep inside of the game. Coulter Peterson with a layup.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take it number 4. He's got 2 fouls. So you don't want to pick up his 3rd foul and have to go back to the bench, so I'd be aggressive against him.
Bruna up the top to Garrett Martin, and that's going to be a turnover for the Wildcats, the team that had no turnovers in the second quarter, only 3.5. And there, Garrett Martin turned to his left, just threw the ball out there, expecting a cut to come back up to the top of the wing. And no
They've opened the door for D-West to see if they can walk through it.
And maybe to bring it within 3 or 4 points. Oh.
Oh.
4 or 5. And they're going to say...
Yeah, that could have been either way. That could have been a travel or a block call. They called the block call.
Big-time foul call against the freshman Cooper Bruna. Mustang still at the possession here. They throw it over the top on behind half court to Coulter Peterson. Now he takes the ball across half court with the left-hand dribble now between his leg as he crosses to Epperly. And Epperly gets the ball stolen from him. Mine track race down the court. Turns around. He's fouled. And he will go up and shoot 2. Great hustle and work there by Braylon Mine, the leading scorer of this team, just to go and get that ball right back for his team. And Mine misses the first. It hits the back, hits the front of the rim, back of the rim, front of the rim, back of it, and kicks right back out. Wildcats shooting 2 of 9 around at the free throw line. They now shoot 3 of 10. Mine makes the second shot. Only down by 8 now. The Mustangs, 38-30, 6:06 to go. To Dustin Veach on the wing, up to the top of the perimeter. To Hudson Penny. Inside pass. Good steal by Garrett Martin and Bruna. Both of them working hard with each other to get that to go on. And now the Wildcats will again strike fast, go quick, draw a foul. And Cooper Bruna back up to the line. And now they are kind of doing what the Mustangs have as a weakness, attacking their depth and getting them in foul trouble. Hudson Penny now has got 2 fouls on this game.
Well, this next possession, I'd go right back to the mind kid, whoever he's defending. Because, again, he don't want to come out of the game. He's got two fouls. And take it to him and see if you can draw his third.
Cooper Bruno is 71% free throw shots on the year. He goes 1 of 2 up at the free throw line. Wildcats now shoot 4 of 12. 25% on this game. Everly pump fakes the three. Gets it out to his left side to Peterson. Peterson, the right-hand dribble. Fakes the give-and-go. Dribbles baseline. Dustin Beach, the three-point shot. Rattles in. Everly underneath. Reverse layup and one. What a play by this 6'1" senior. Being able to crash the board down low, box out, get the board, and go underneath for the reverse. And Everly does not make the and one. It's a 7-point game, 39-32. Bruna takes the open 3-point shot, and no one's there to box him out the top of the perimeter as he was basically at half court, stepping backwards. Ball gets turned over, though, anyway, as the Wildcats, who I mentioned had no turnovers in the second quarter, already have two in this third. Ball went off the knee of Bruna. Now Everly will pass it in to Peterson. Down by 7, a chance to draw this game closer. Peterson releases off his right hand, ball in the air, foul on the floor from the Mustang. And that one is the third foul of the game against Colter Peterson. So a lot of Mustangs here in foul trouble. Sorry, Dustin Beach, that's the third foul. Three fouls in this quarter against the Mustangs. Got to stay out of foul trouble. Tanner Bruna driving the baseline. Loses the ball out of bounds. They're going to say that's actually another foul. And that one is against Colter Peterson. So 3 for Peterson, 3 for Veach.
Yeah.
Garrett Martin driving over the top. He goes in for 2.
Yeah, just got to have those guards. When that Martin gets the ball in the middle, keep their hands down low because he likes to put the ball on the floor.
Colter Peterson driving the baseline. Inside, nice use of the board by Kelby Windmeyer. They bring it back to 7. Beichmann on the corner, over the top to Martin.
Oh, good
and finding the backdoor cut to Juniman. Great assist from Martin. It's put to back to a 9-point lead here. Dustin Beach just throwing it up off the backboard. It pops up in the air, and Martin makes the rebound.
We're kind of in a danger area here. Don't get a hand over too big of a lead.
Braylon Mine. Ball deflected. Fighting for it. Martin. Bounce passing behind to Cameron Juniman. Juniman. They're going to call a foul against Cooper Everly. Obviously, he wanted to get a charge there. And that is now 5 fouls in the quarter against the Mustangs.
That's 3 on him, too.
3 on Everly. So 3 for Everly.
Peterson,
and
3
for halfway
through this third quarter, that's not
good. If you're a D-West fan. 9-point lead here for the Wildcats. 43-34, 4-5 to go in the third quarter. We're only halfway through it, and the Mustangs are leading off their bench. And both free throw shots were missed, but it will be rebounded by Juniman. Martin could not go up with it. And then Penny makes the defensive rebound to get this ball back. Inside pass. Nice use of the backboard. Oh, it skips off the rim.
Hey, can't miss those easy shots when you're trying to come from behind.
Beichmann making the rebound for the Wildcats. Is there still up by 9? Tanner Bruna kicks it right to Mine. Mine. Fade step backwards. Could not get the shot to go in. Goes to Veach. And Veach is fouled by Beichmann. Beichmann has 3 fouls in this game as well. So many players just 2 fouls away from getting ousted. 30-31 to go in the third quarter. Still a competitive game for the Mustangs. But, again, it comes down to, can you keep your players on the court, for another 31 seconds?
You got to get something going on the offensive end.
Peterson takes it to Veach. He's in the corner. Now he gets it to Veach. Veach drives inside. Michael Albers misses the backboard. And it's rebounded by Bruna. Down the court to Mine. Mine to the right of him. It's to Bruna. Driving inside. Baseline. Martin. Boxed out. And now a travel. Sixth turnover of the game for the Wildcats. They've had three in this quarter alone. Only one in this quarter for the Mustangs. So the Mustangs are definitely staying in this quarter because of their low turnover rate, but their foul rate has been the issue.
Yeah. That's only going to play into the game, especially going into that fourth quarter.
Everly to Penny. Penny to the top. Now skip to the right. A screen set for Peterson. Now back out to Penny. Penny on the wing. Drives inside of the free throw line. And now they're going to get a foul on the floor against the Wildcats.
And that's one thing we haven't seen. I mean, D-West was hitting all those three-pointers in that first half. They've kind of been stagnant. I don't know if their philosophy kind of changed a little bit this second half. We're trying to try to attack the basket.
They have missed, I believe, 7 3-point shots straight now for the Mustangs since that last 3-point shot they had to start the second quarter. So, have not been able to get much with it. But here they get a chance at the free throw line. And the free throw line is just as big as the 3-point line. You get easy open shot. Well, not from the 3-point line, not always easy, but sometimes open. And you get some free shots here from the free throw line. You're 3 of 7 right now. Get those stats up if you're the Mustangs. And Kelby Windmeyer hits his first free throw shot.
Yeah, when you're trying to crawl back in this third quarter, you want to make these free throws to give yourself a chance in the fourth.
They faded a 7-point game multiple times this quarter. Can they do it again? And they do. Kelby Windmeyer, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. The Mustangs, 5 of 7 on the game. Beichmann through the top. Screen set for Bruna. Holding on to the ball. Flips it behind him to Jack Bruna. Beichmann driving on the right lane. Kicks it out to Tanner Bruna. He drives in, no need to foul here, ball off the rim, and picked up by Michael Albers. Now, every time they've drawn it within 7, they have not gotten a bucket. Can the Mustangs change that? Inside to Albers. Albers going around, yeah. He goes in for 2.
Now they're making it a game again. Now they've got to get another stop.
Now it's a 5-point game, 43-38, 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Tanner Bruna on the reverse and a foul in the end of 1. And just when the Mustangs were finally getting back into things, the Wildcats do what they've needed to do.
Yeah, it's all about Bruna. But in the first half, the Bruna kid hit 2 3-pointers when D-West was making those runs. This time, he changed it up and was aggressive, went to the basket.
Well, now Michael Albers has 4 fouls on this game.
Ooh.
Coulter Peterson has 3. Cooper Eberle has 3. Dustin Veach has 3. All for the Mustangs.
Extremely short.
And one is made. It's back to a 8-point game here. As Penny works the baseline out to Veach. Veach doesn't take the 3. He cuts it inside. Tries to go up. It's deflected on the ground, and it will stay with the Wildcats. With Bruna. Now a steal by Eberle. Their 7th turnover of the game for Hanover. 8th turnover. Foul against the Wildcats.
That was 2-2.
Yeah, both teams are in double bonus. It's really at this point, again, if you're the head coach, Derek Shelton, you're telling your team, if they drive on you inside, hands up. You can't foul out.
Yeah.
Can't risk it.
And the U.S. has got to be very careful because you got kids in foul trouble, too.
Eberle hits his first free throw shot. His first of the day. He's a 47% shooter from the line. He draws it within 7. Can he draw it within 6? Eberle, up and in. He goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He's now got 13 points on the game. 6-point lead, 46-41, 33 to go. Oh, right in, and they're going to get a charge against the Wildcats. Punter, kick, Afer. That is a 3rd charge of the game called against Hanover. Referees are going to talk, and they will point and say it is Kakafer. Kakafer will take to the bench, and in for him will be Cooper Bruno. 1:29 to go. Kakafer, that was his fourth foul of the game. Kakafer, he has no points on this
game.
Going
into this fourth quarter, it comes up. Both teams have foul trouble. See how they play with it.
Well, the Wildcats, they have more depth. Kakafer, he fouls out. Well, he doesn't have any rebounds or points on this game, so wouldn't say that would hurt the Wildcats all too much compared to some of your top scorers in the Mustangs nearly on the foul out.
Well, I'd be trying to get
Penny, nearly losing. Everly picks it up from the post. Couldn't go in with it. It's rebounded by Bruno. He had a wide open shot. Just couldn't let it sink. Braylon Mine driving inside, keeping the hands up. That could be another charge. No, they're going to say it's a foul. And let's see if someone just fouled out of this game. No, it is Peterson with four now.
Wow. Serious foul trouble. Well, I said, if D-West, I'd take it to the Mine kid on Hanover because he's sitting there with foul trouble too.
And the 5'10" junior has not played all night tonight, has to come into the game. Can he step up huge here for his Mustang team? Down by 8, 48-40. As Peterson has to take to the bench as he is in foul trouble. Everly, from the corner, just fires a three off the top of the rim, and it's snagged by Mine. Mine, down the court now, dribbling,
ooh,
driving, and they're going to get another foul. That's against Hudson Petty. I think that's just his third, though. We'll see.
Yep.
That is just his third.
So they got two kids with four fouls and
three kids with four fouls. No, you're right. Two kids with four. Peterson and Albers with four each. Penny, Veach, and Everly with three. So their entire starting lineup could foul out of this game. That is
something
you want to see.
Well, you got to be able to play without fouling, but that's tough. It's been a very physical game up to this point.
Mine. The free throw shot. He misses both. An opportunity for the Mustangs. Down the court here with 38 seconds to go in this quarter. This is Hudson Penny. He's holding on to the ball. They're trying to waste some clock out here in this quarter. They need to escape it desperately. It's been so foul heavy. Everly driving inside, and he goes in for two. What a great layup. He's got 15 points on the game. It's drawn within six. Tanner Bruna to his right to Cooper Bruna. The drive inside. Baseline stop, and another foul. Man, they are calling fouls left and right on the down low, and that might just have been
four handovers.
That is Dustin Beach's fourth.
He is very smart on that aspect. I mean, they're attacking the basket. They're making the refs have to make a decision. Is it going to be a charge or is it a blocking foul?
Trying to go up by nine, and the ball, last touched out of bounds by Tanner Bruno. So up by eight.
And somebody lost a shoe.
And somebody lost a shoe. So Dustin Veach has four fouls now. Michael Albers has four fouls, and Colter Peterson has four fouls.
Well,
three for Hudson and three for
somebody
Everly.
Fouls out in that fourth quarter.
Hudson Penny with the ball. Out to his right, drives inside, and man, you gotta credit the Mustangs. It feels like they are getting aggressive, but just the calls haven't quite been there, and that could be the Wildcats being very disciplined on the down level. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're 19.1, KMZ, 50-52, the Hanover Wildcats lead.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If the Mustangs manage to pull this out, it cannot be going. It cannot be a tied game going into the fourth and into overtime. They cannot tie this game to an OT. They have three players with four fouls and two players with three.
Well, they need to come out here in this first possession here in this fourth quarter. They need to get something good. Get this cut from 8-6.
Dustin Veach with the ball, driving inside, kicking out to Hudson Penny. Penny to Veach, a foul on the floor, but against Hanover.
That's what I thought. Maybe they'd be doing a little bit more of that third quarter, get that kid some more fouls, and now he's got three. I don't think he fouled at all that whole third quarter. He's able to play the whole third quarter without fouling.
Isaac Idle, who's down the game, gets to Veach. Now to Hudson Penny, the three, it goes right in! For Hudson Penny, a timeout called by Derek Shelton as the game has been drawn within 5:50-45. We're back in 39.1 KMZ, 7:4 to go in the fourth.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit BlueValley.net.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bruna, Garrett, underneath, passing out. No one touched the ball. That's going to be... Well, we'll see. Oh, there is some controversial call here. They're going to say this one is with the Hanover Wildcats.
Yeah, I don't know if he touched it or not.
With the ball now, Braylon Mines, the Bikeman, skipping it to the far side, keeping it high on the end. And the Mustangs have to stay disciplined here. Three-point shot, miss, and they're going to stay. It's going to go to the Mustangs.
They came out this fourth quarter. They went to the zone. D-West went to the zone. They tried to keep their kids from fouling with this dribble drive that Hanover likes to do.
Just keep your hands up. And let those shots just get missed. Play a game of shooting here in this fourth quarter. Hudson Penny. Spinning around. Kicking out. Dustin Veach. The three. Off the rim. Fighting for it. Mine will pick it up. Mine. Down the court. Passes half court. Left to right hand switch. He's going to have an open three-point shot from the top. And he fans it. Braylon Mine. Canning the three-point shot for his 14th point of the game. It's now an eight-point game. Beach with it. Now to Idle inside. Working around. Going in for two.
That's a nice move.
Peterson. It's back to six.
We're kind of running a 2-3 zone defense here. Wanting them to...
Bikeman tries the three. Boxing out defenders. Making the rebound is Everly. Down the court. Hudson Penny inside.
Oh.
Isaac Idle. The junior who comes off the bench, just let it go through his hands, and that's the depth issue.
Just a little bit too hot for him.
Yeah, it was. And Idle will come off, and in for him will be the one with
four
big
fouls.
Time foul trouble. It'll be Peter. Near side. So the starting lineup is back out on the floor here for the Mustangs. All in foul trouble. Three-point
okay,
shot.
I mean, it's worked. That zone, that 2-3 zone has worked. Hanover's missed the last two or three shots.
and they have not had a foul yet. Dustin Beach doesn't take a three, drives inside,
whoa,
just throws it up underhand, and they're going to get a foul against the Mustangs. Might have just fouled out a player.
If you're a D West fan, you got that, you wish you had a little bit better shot on that possession.
That's actually the first foul against Kelby Windmeyer. So if
if
anyone's going to foul here, Kelby Windmeyer needs the one that sacrifices some of that aggression for the team.
But yeah, like I said, they went to this zone, and with this shot clock in play, I mean.
On the baseline now, working it. Martin up to the top to Cooper Bruna.
It's all right.
Holding it with 11 seconds
game,
on the shot clock.
Minutes.
Mine from the top, swinging to his left, and losing the ball on the baseline. It's almost turned over. Shot up, off the rim, swung around, rebounded by Dustin Beach.
I said excellent strategy by D. West going to that
zone. Beverly takes the three, and it's off the rim. Mine down the court
they
now.
They just can't get over that hump to make it a one-possession game.
They are trying so hard to get it within in their territory. A drive-in, kick out, three-point shot, missed, rebounded.
I said that's what Hanover, Hanover's settling for those three-point shots. They went to that zone. It's like, you still attack that zone.
Now the Wildcats just have not been hyper-aggressive in this quarter.
They got them a little bit confused a little bit what to do against that zone.
Here on the baseline, throwing it in, is Hudson Penny. Penny on the baseline, passes it out to Coulter Peterson. Peterson up to the top, Everly, contested three-pointer off the back of the rim, rebound picks up, going in. Now, Mine comes away with it. Jonathan West had the second chance opportunity, just still couldn't get the point. They are stressing as time drains away with 4:13 to go.
Well, I said it, with the shot clock in play, I mean, they can sit back in this zone. You're going to have to do something, Hanover.
They go inside to Martin. Up back up to the top to Mine with 14. Looking back door, fighting through contact. Good finesse work from Tanner Bruna to go up for two. Now it's back to an 8-point game. The drive in, step around, blocked up in the air, stolen away by the Wildcats. Cooper Bruna up to top to Mine. Mine flashing to the far side corner. Now to
Garrett. Oh, high-low.
And now, once again, this time a foul in an and one. Maybe.
It took them a while, but they started to figure out this zone to get it to that short corner and hit the kid diving
and
from the free throw line.
And the and one. That is the second foul in the game against Kelby Windmeyer. So, again, the only one fouling right now underneath, they have Windmeyer under there for a reason. And actually, he's going to go to the bench.
Well, that's the reason why they're playing that zone is try to keep kids from dribble penetrating and picking up fouls.
So,
and you can do that with the shot clock. If you didn't have the shot clock, they just hold the ball.
Now it's back to an 11-point game for these Mustangs. Everly to Beach. Beach working up to the wing, up to the top, back to Everly. To Peterson. Peterson on his left foot, pivoting out to Beach, up to the top. Now to Everly. On the corner. They're trying so desperately to set up that outside shot, and the ball is taken away. Down the court, Cooper Bruna, and a foul for the and one. And that could be a potential foul out if that was called against Coulter Peterson. And it is the fourth foul of the game against Hudson Penny. So Penny, Beach, Peterson, and Albers, all with four fouls, as time comes down to the last 3 minutes and 8 seconds left of this game. It's 60-47. What are you expecting here with just 3 minutes left to go?
He's thinking of what strategy we need to use. We're down 13 for 3 minutes. You still got the shot clock in play, which is a little bit different than what you would if the shot clock wasn't there, which means they have to do something. They just can't hold the ball for 3 minutes. It seems like they're a little flat on the offensive end. I don't know what their game plan is on that side of it, but it seems like they're a little flat in the West these last couple minutes.
I came in and I said this. The Mustangs are a team that can go on a run. They just have to get hot. I've seen them get hot. They've gotten hot during the season. But
yeah, they had times during this game where they went on runs.
But here the Wildcats It's consistency through four quarters that is looking to prevail. Cooper Bruna making the and one. Three straight free throw shots have been made by the Wildcats. They start this game off missing six straight. They're up by 14, 61-47. Driving the baseline, Peterson, he's fouled by Cooper Bruna, the freshman.
That's only their second foul this quarter.
That is only the second foul. That's the fourth foul against Cooper Bruna. I was just about to say, I believe that is nearly his time out of this game. He has been so aggressive there, the freshman. Eberle, driving up to the top. Behind the back, he works, loses the ball for the 13th turnover of the game, and now it's back to the Mustangs.
Oh,
Albert gets set up for a great, kind of not quite an alley-oop, but he gets his own rebound, gets the rebound, and he almost went in with it. And just couldn't, just an inch away from the board. So 2:40 to go in the fourth, 61-47. The Wildcats lead, the throw in here by Peterson. Michael Alvarez, he'll take out to the bench. Hudson driving in, back into the game now is Kelby Windmeyer, who is the only one who does not have four fouls on this starting lineup. Everybody else deep in foul trouble.
Starting to get a little cool in here.
It's starting to get a little
down,
cool. But it's the Mustangs. Oh, they're trying to heat things up now. And Beach denied, but the ball will stay with the Mustangs as they still trail by 14. Three fouls by each team in this quarter. Up at the top is Coulter Peterson driving in. Kicking out. Eberle tries the three. It's off the rim again. He has been so desperate trying to hit that three-point shot. He has made three today, but all coming from the first half. Eberle still will finish this game with at least 16 points. Pretty incredible performance there by the 6'1" senior. Jack Bruno tosses it in. Now it's kicked back out to the corner, to the baseline, to Garrett. And now a charge called against the Wildcats. That's the fourth charge of the game called against them. They now have 10 turnovers on this game. The Southwest Mustangs only have 13 to them. That is also our first foul out. Incredible. The Wildcats are the first team to have a foul out.
Yeah, I'd have lost a bet on that. If I was going to bet, I'd have bet that one of the West players would have fouled out.
You would have bet on the team that had three players with four fouls, but the freshman, Cooper Bruno, will step out of this game. He ends the night with more than 10 points on this contest. Free throw shot by Dustin Beach gets sunk.
That's the first three-point shot they've hit for quite a while.
A lot more than one, though. 61-50 with 1:40 to go in the fourth. Kicked out to Bruna. Gonna try to hold this as long as they can. Martin backhanded it. The shot clock resets and Bruna goes in for two. I think
yeah,
the Wildcats may have
that right possession right there might have done it.
Veach tries to go in and he will be fouled. Down by 13, 63-50 with 1 point left to go. I'd say the more impressive thing now is that the Mustangs get out of this one without having a player fouled.
I'll take the bet on that.
That would be the massively impressive thing. Dustin Veach, he'll have two shots here at the free throw line to bring this back within 11. His first shot is up, and his first shot is in. It's now a 12-point game.
But you're right. I mean, however this ends here in the last minute, 20. I mean, D West is definitely up on the up-and-coming, one of the teams in this league. They could surprise some teams. If you don't come out and play, they could be somebody that could definitely knock you off.
Beach goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Back within 11 points now. Working with 3-point shot. Open and made. And that might have just closed the door with Jack Bruna hitting a 3-point shot. And Martin with the rebound. It's 66-52. It's 14
yeah.
points. Ahead for the Wildcats. A foul against Hanover. First foul of the game against Tanner Bruna. 57.5 seconds left to go.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, gang, can I start my vehicle but standing here?
It's awfully cold out there outside. And right now, heating up Peterson as he hits his sixth point here of the half. He's got 13 points total. And now we are going to see a timeout. We're back in 60 on 92.1. Kames, yay. It's 66-54. Down by 12 is the Mustangs.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as this game has nearly come to an end. 66-54, Hanover leads with 41 seconds left to go. A foul here, if that's against Dustin Beach, he just fouled out of this game. And he did. That is the official first foul here for the Mustangs. Still two other players here in foul trouble. And it'll be Michael Albers, who will step into his place. And Albers, well, he's also got four fouls on this game, so he has a chance to foul out as well. Four seconds left to go. Again, this GDL tournament broadcast has been brought to you by Winston Oil Company in Frankfort, family-owned and operates since 1926. Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Remember, their upcoming filter sale in January, to 27th through the February 5th. Garrett Martin going 2-for-2 at the free throw line. He's now got 10 points on this game. The Wildcats have now made 5 free throws straight when they start this game, missing 6 straight.
Well, who we're looking at? You're looking at on Friday. Who you got matched up? Henderson will win this game. Who's the Clifton Flag or Blue Valley win?
I have not seen the update for that game. I'll be sure to see if I can get that confirmed after this, but we do know what most of the other matchups will most likely be. As on the other side of the bracket, it will be Centralia and Axel playing in their semifinal. And then on the girls' side, it will be Northwest and Centralia going against each other, and I believe Hanover and Valley Heights girls. But still,
yeah, that Thursday and Friday, that can be some,
it's gonna
very
be
competitive
some games here, and we'll have all the coverage here on 92.1 KMZA. Coulter Peterson goes 2-for-2 up at the free throw line. Make this a 12-point game once again with 68-56, 26 seconds left to go here, but a chance just to hold the ball for the rest of this game as the shot clock really isn't a factor now. But Martin will dunk! Oh, what an incredible first dunk of the TVL tournament! The 6'4" senior wants to end this game with a little bit of style. This is the third dunk we've had all year here on 92.1 Games Day. Anytime we could take a trip down to good old Dunkin' Donuts, I always greatly appreciate it. And I think Martin put a little bit of sprinkles on that one to end this game here. And rebound underneath by Bruna. That will end the game. 70-56. The Hanover Wildcats will move on to Friday. And Mountain West will go into the loser's side of the bracket and will play for the consolations part. But we'll be back in a couple minutes. Turn on 2.1 KMZA. Again, final score 72-56. The Hanover Wildcats take the victory. We'll be back to recap it for our post-game show as well as our player of the game here on 2.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Happy Monday to Friday, Kyle Quinn.
Hey, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZA. So we're going to kind of talk about this entire night as a wrap-up as well as just this upcoming game. So let's first start with this game specifically. This is the post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BeOutdoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with BankWithFarmers.com. And anyone who's stayed with us this entire night, we've broadcasted for 6 hours and 50 minutes of basketball. Incredible quadruple header here on 92.1 KMZA. And may I just say, absolutely incredible night. It was a great call. All these four games, the TBL is just as great as I thought it would be, and everyone was telling it to be my first year here covering it. And this is a big day for these TBL teams. So let's talk about this one real quick. Southwest Mustangs, they led coming out of the first quarter, 16-15. They were trailing 35-28 heading into the half, and then heading into the fourth quarter down 52-42. Now, there's multiple times this game where they dropped within 7 points, 5 points late in the game, but just couldn't get over the hump. The Wildcats would either hit a three or they would drive down the lane and draw a foul and
they would always answer.
And well, that's all you need to do in basketball is when something happens, just go with it. Respond to it. And that's what Hanover did. And that's why the player of the game will go to Tanner Bruna, who finished with 20 points on this game and 5 rebounds. Grant Biking with 5 points as well, 3 rebounds. Jack Bruna, 6 points. Garrett Martin, he finished with a total of 12. Cameron Juman, 2. Cooper Bruna, the freshman, 10. Breland Mine with 14. For the Mustangs, leading scoring there, both Cooper Everly with 15. Colton Peterson with 15. Kelby Windmeyer with 10. Michael Albers with 2. Hudson Penny with 6 on the game, 2 3-point shots. Dustin Beach finished with the game with 6 points. For the stat lines, Mustangs, 7 for 3 shots were made. Wildcats, 8. The Mustangs got out-rebounded 23-22. Mustangs had 13 turnovers by the end of the game. Wildcats with 9. Both teams hit 7 threes. But the Mustangs, they just kind of stuck to that 3-point shot. They had 5 3-pointers up to the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. And in the span of the next 2 minutes in 6, or 2 quarters and 6 minutes of the game, they'd only hit 2 out of the
Right, and that was the difference. I mean, you said coming into this that the U.S. kind of relied on their three-point shooting, and they did. They came out of the gates, and they hit some big shots early in the game, and all of a sudden they just went, you know, dark for them. They couldn't find the bottom of the net from the three-point line, and that was a huge thing. Probably that, and, I mean, the size and physicality inside with Hanover maybe was a little bit advantage to them. They were just a little bit bigger and stronger than the D-West team. But the guard play on D-West definitely is on point. They got some kids that can definitely handle the ball, make great decisions passing, and when they are on, hit that and knock down that three-point shot.
And just kind of talking about this entire night, so just a recap of all the games we've had up to this point. So, again, our first game that we had was Valley Heights versus Clifton Clyde. Valley Heights will proceed on to Thursday, which we should have on 92.1 KMZ as one of our broadcasts. So we'll be broadcasting Thursday this week, Friday, and Saturday, two games each of those games. Each of those days we cover the semifinals as well as the championship rounds for both of those. So Valley Heights, they move on to Thursday, and they'll play at 7:30 p.m. in the primary gym. They will play against, I believe, Hanover on the girls' side.
Oh, what, and what a game. I mean,
what a game.
It was a game. Great game to start this tournament on today by two very, very good teams. Two teams that I think are going to make the state tournament. Then you got what you just said. Now Valley Heights got to turn around and play Hanover. That could be another just awesome game on Thursday.
The other awesome game we'll have will be at 6 p.m. in the primary gym on Thursday. The Centralia Panther Girls, who will keep in mind ranked number 2 in Class 1 Division 1 against Dawson West Mustangs, who are in the top 8 rankings in the class of 2A. So Dawson West and Centralia, they'll play each other, and I do believe it will be Hanover and Valley Heights will be the ones that will take on as well. Now, on the boys' side of things, Dawson West falling here to Hanover. We just had that final here, finishing 72-56. Hanover, again, they'll move on to Friday at 6 p.m. I believe they will play Clifton Clyde that day. As that was the last scoring update I had, because Clifton Clyde was up by 10 in the fourth quarter. I haven't gotten that officialized, but I do believe that they did win. And the Axel Eagle boys being able to move on to the semifinal round, and they will play the Centralia boys, who were able to beat Frankfurt 54-47. A lot of great games tonight. Overall, an incredible start to the TVL tournament, as we're six games in, and we got six games to go. So stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA. Keep updated on the MSCSports.net website, as we will update you on our broadcasting schedule for this upcoming week, but also stay up to tune with our upcoming games on 103.9, as tomorrow the Thunder Classic will begin on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Out to my left, Dan Shoup, MJ back in studio. We thank you, everybody, for sticking with us for nearly 7 hours here on a Monday. So if you stuck with us, I appreciate it. If you just tuned in, you're cool too. But hope everyone stays warm as it's getting colder outside. Everybody have a good rest of your day. This has been Crittenden Prophet with 92.1 KMZ and the MSC Sports Radio Network.